Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Having a whole lot of fun so far on Armed American Radio this weekend, man. The first hour was great. Had a first-time guest, Beth Bauman from townhall.com. She was wonderful, wasn't she? She was a lot of fun to have on. Fighting the fight, man. And every voice out there is so important. We're going to talk, you know, different perspective from AWR on a couple of the same topics. But I have a feeling I can tell you which way the conversation's going to go, for sure. We'll see how that works out in just a second, because AWR is here from Breitbart News. He'll be here with me for the full hour. Man, oh, man. I look at some of this stuff going on today. You would not believe the amount of research that I actually pushed over to the side. It's triage. It's show prep research triage. You go, okay, this works. Ooh, this really works. Let me push that one over because I'm not going to have time to get to that if I even attempt to, but let's keep it as a backup. You go to the next thing you know, I look down and I've got website after website after website. I've got piece of paper, note over note, just all the way shoved to the left because there is so much going on that is so vital and so important to the right to keep and bear arms. You have no, I go back to my mom years ago. Can you really talk about this? Every week for 1 hour, back when the show was a one-hour program, heard inside the perimeter, 285 Beltway. For those of you not familiar with the lingo around Atlanta's horrible traffic. And at this stage of the game now, 3 hours on the weekends, heard on close to 250 radio stations around the country with you, coast to coast, in every state. A number of different countries get emails from all over the world. And still not enough time in this 3 hours. So we stretch it out to the daytime show an additional 5 days, and it's still not enough time. So that's why I'm privileged and I'm honored every single week to have my next guest on as political consultant here on the program, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who AWR, I saw a lot of your work being pushed in other areas over the course of the last week or so, other people referring to your stuff and it being picked up elsewhere. I don't know. If you were on Drudge again this week or not, but it just speaks volumes to how important what you write is to this conversation every single day. Honored to have you here, brother.
Oh, thank you. Great to be with you. It's an honor to be with you.
Hey, I want to ask you a philosophical question before we start getting into your entire week's work. Okay. This came up, AWR, during a daytime show last week, and I was talking about the Parkland kids, and it's bothered me because we're talking about the 18 to 21 push, right?
Right.
Well, I have to start with this, that we have two different types of law in the world. We have natural law, And we have man-made law.
Right.
Natural law is something that you've talked about at great length. The two of us have talked about it. I think even sharing a stage together, talking to other groups, we've touched on the same topic before. Natural law, of course, is what the Second Amendment protects. It's why they wrote it into the Constitution. There was a debate as to whether they even needed to. But they did, and they chose to. We won't go and talk about that whole historical context right now. But just in a nutshell for you to set this up and then to ask you the question. Natural law, no judge in the world, I don't care what his political leanings are, is going to fine me for animal cruelty if I rip the heart out of a tiger attacking me and trying to eat me for dinner. I can probably pretty much do whatever I want to that tiger, gut him if I have to, and rip his throat out if it keeps me alive. That's natural law. That's my natural right to self-defense. And, of course, the Second Amendment gives me the right to use a tool in the form of keeping and bearing arms to do just that. Then we have man-made law that says you can't drink until you're 21. Well, wait a minute. Man-made law can change because when I was 18, man-made law said I could drink at 18. Now kids, because they want it's what they want to be called, can't drink until they're 21. Okay? This, that, and the other thing. Those are the two distinctions. So AWR, I ask you this question. We apparently have a group of kids who want to be kids, but are literal adults at 18 down in Parkland, Florida, trying to lecture adults in this country about what we can and can't have and about our constitutional rights. So I ask you this sincerely. This is an honest, I'm asking this, I want to get your philosophical answer to this. Maybe it's high time that when someone turns 18 years old, goes through that rite of passage, that much like we had to go down to selective service when we were kids and register for the draft, that at 18 years old, you have to go down to the voter registrar, you have to answer a single question. Because the right to bear arms is a fundamentally enumerated right, that we should use that as a litmus test. You are 18 years old. Do you feel fully capable of purchasing, owning, handling safely your right to bear arms as bestowed upon you in the U.S. Constitution and recognized as your constitutional right? Are you capable of owning any firearm and owning it safely? And if the answer to that is yes, we will bestow upon that person all of the rights and privileges of adulthood. If the answer to that is no, we will keep them children until they are 21 and they will get no rights of adulthood. What do you think about something like that?
Well, the only thing I hate about it is it makes that right too arbitrary. Here's the deal. If someone doesn't want a gun, they don't have to buy one. It's like in Florida, they're pushing a law right now, California. In California, they're pushing a law that if you don't think you're capable of using a gun responsibly, you can add your name to the prohibited buyer's list. Well, how about this? Just don't buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. That's what I say. I'm worried. 18 years has long been recognized as the year of adulthood, and it's the year that someone could join the military and give their life for our country. And to think that we would make their constitutional rights arbitrary, even if arbitrary just means it's up to them in mm-hmm. that question sense, no. Here's the deal. I have free speech right now. There are a lot of words I'm not yelling. I have the freedom. I have the freedom to yell them. But there are a lot of words I'm not yelling. I'm exercising self-discipline. And so that's the solution, I think. If someone believes they're not ready to own a gun, don't buy a gun, whether you're 18 or 45.
You know, it's interesting. I got one response to that effect, and it came in today on that question I asked. It pretty much said the same thing. In a nutshell, it said, hey, if you don't want to, Mark, love the fact that you're bringing this up and we're talking about this. Because we're talking about a bunch of other different things, not just gun ownership. We're using that as a litmus test. You can't buy this. You can't buy a house. You can't get married. You can't join the military. You can't enter into a contract. Sorry, kiddo, not old enough to get a credit card. You're just a kid. You choose to do this. You don't have to buy a gun. And that's where he focused on that, too. So it's interesting to hear that response. That's the second time I've heard it. But I think it's a fascinating question when it opens up the idea of, well, hold on a second here. Why is an 18-year-old kid, because AW, I know you're probably just like me. Man, when I was 18, the drinking age was 18. I couldn't wait to be legal. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I can't imagine lobbying to take that right away from me at the time I turned 18. These kids ought to be, you correct me if I'm wrong, but these kids ought to be begging for the right to be able to own a handgun at 18 instead of screaming for not owning any gun. Don't you think that?
I agree 100%. That's exactly what they should be doing. But the problem is these kids are blinded by the people who are making speaking appointments for them, flying them around the country, everything else. But you're exactly right. Here's what the whole thing is, Mark. They're too dumb to understand. They've given up one right, gives up every right, because they're all of a cloth. And they're too dumb to understand that. And by dumb, I don't think the word dumb would be right. Ignorant would be right. And the good news about ignorance is you can correct it via education.
Well, you know what I say all the time, ignorance when left unattended breeds stupidity. And look, I've given out the Webster's, Merriam-Webster's definition of the word stupid before, and I think dumb is too light of a word. Stupid fits when you go and you look at the actual definition of the word. I don't have a problem calling somebody that. That actually fits that definition. To me, that is, look, how many times have we talked about it requiring a certain level of stupidity, AWR, for example, to believe, you know, what's his name, the actor who flies around on a jumbo jet.
Right.
On a private jet lecturing us about global warming. It takes a certain level. You've got to work to be that stupid to fall for this guy's crap. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, there are so many things to cover with you. And I'm going to start with one of your latest pieces today. City of Shawnee apologizing after gubernatorial candidate Chris Kobach appears beside 50 cal rifle replica. Kurt Schilling mentioned this in the first segment or second segment of the last hour, and you wrote about it, so I want to talk with you about it. And then we're going to go down the list of all the cool stuff you've written about all week at Breitbart News. I'm talking with the great A.W.R. Hawkins, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D. I never say that enough. I'll be back with A.W.R. from Breitbart right after this. Don't go away. We all hear the stories in the news, don't we, right? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's what I want you to do. Start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today. It's easy with the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a lot more. It's 164 pages, comes with a complete audiobook that I recorded for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
The Mantis X is the most reliable nitpicking range partner you can have. That's from Recoil Magazine. From Range 360, you get, I've seen my targets improve after just the short time I've been using the system. The Mantis X will improve your shooting. NRA, America's First Freedom, I have a copy of that right here, by the way, says, clever, reliable, and affordable. This is where the near magic happens. And the firearm blog tells us the Mantis X gave the most useful feedback data of any of the systems I played with. Mantis X training device, you've heard me talk about it before. It improved my shooting skills literally within 15 minutes. It enabled me to see what I had done. And I used the example when I went down and put about 300 rounds through my new Glock 19X. I came home and used the Mantis X, and I got the exact same result. So I was able to tell exactly what I was doing wrong. And the next time I was out live firing, I was able to correct that. It works. And according to their statistics, 94% of shooters improve after using Mantis X for just 20 minutes. I can tell you in my case, it was a lot less than that. Good heavens. MantisX.com, MantisX.com. Use the promo code AAR and get 10% off over at MantisX.com. This is a great little device, attaches right to the rail on virtually every handgun, and you will love this thing. Combined with the app and the visualization you get, it will really improve your shooting skills. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, welcome back to the program, brother.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be with you.
Okay, here's the definition of stupid, by the way, from Merriam-Webster's. Slow of mind. B, given to unintelligent decisions or acts, acting in an unintelligent or careless manner. C, lacking intelligence or reason. Dulled in feeling or sensation. Marked by or resulting from unreasoned thinking or acting, such as a stupid decision. Or lacking interest or point, a stupid event. Or the stupid car won't start. So we could go, you know, this is Merriam-Webster's. Sometimes people say, well, that's rude. He called him stupid. No, stupid is just a word, and it has a definition. And if you believe, what's his name, flying around, I mean, in my book, that makes you stupid. All right. Arnie Duncan. Oh, heavens. I know you probably came out of your skin and out of your chair, I think, when you wrote this story, because I know you. Anti-gun Arnie Duncan sends his children to school with armed security. Isn't this the guy, AWR, that told us we should have boycotted schools?
Right. Right. No, a week ago he said he was in for boycotting schools if we could do it at scale, which means if it was going to be almost a national commitment to it. And that was his way of both acting like he was committed and knowing he would never have to do it. And it turns out his kids go to a school, not simply with armed security, but where they can call the police if they feel uncomfortable walking across campus, and they will be given an escort. True story. That's a true story.
All right, so what you're telling me is Arne Duncan, vehemently anti-gun, wants to infringe on my right to keep and bear arms, sends his kids to a Tony school in Hyde Park area of Chicago with not only Chicago PD protection patrols, but also a private patrol that does nothing but patrol that campus. And if they want an escort, all they have to do is ask?
That's exactly it. That's it.
And I'm going to assume that that escort is armed because it's an armed security detail.
Yeah, it's police officers, so you're exactly right.
Like I said, if you fall for this guy's crap, it requires a, you have to work to be stupid enough to fall for this stuff. I make no apology about that, AWR. I hope I'm not offending anybody.
No, you're not offending me. I mean, here's the deal. This is another situation. It's just like Obama. I covered this when Obama was president. His kids went to a school prior to Sandy Hook and afterward. They went to a school with armed security. They were escorted to school by armed security. I wrote that story, and I'll never forget that there was contact made, and I was asked to take that story down, which we didn't do. But then when the Obamas were leaving the White House, Michelle Obama is asked to reflect on some of her strongest memories of her time in the White House. She said one of them was the memories of getting used to watching armed men take her kids to school every day. I'm like, whoa, I thought we made that up. I thought that didn't happen. So the same situation with Obama. Leftists teach one rule for us, another rule for their families and for their kids. It's part of being an ideologue. It's why Russell Kirk used to warn that the ideologue is the most dangerous political animal alive.
Yeah, that's a that is a true statement. And I have to point out to you, listener, if you don't know who we're talking about here that sparked this conversation, Arne Duncan was the Obama's Secretary of Education and a vehement gun grabber, vehement, just absolute gun hater and gun prohibitionist. So for him to call for this, the level of hypocrisy, I mean, I just don't know how you fall for this. AWR, I look, I'm speechless and I talk for a living. How do you fall for this? For crying out loud.
You fall for it because the education system has made you so simple. And by simple, I mean rudimentary. People aren't capable of critical thought anymore. The education system, that's the one place that the leftists have won since the 60s, and they continue to win. They have academia under their thumb. And until we change that, we're going to be producing ignorant generation after ignorant generation. And some of those people through personal reading will overcome it, but some of them won't. And your question addresses the group that won't.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. And so let me ask you this. Can we overcome? Because you said until we overcome it. Can we overcome it?
Only if we can flood the colleges with PhDs and MAs who are conservative. And the problem is the colleges won't let them in because they know the end result. And they don't want PhDs who are conservative. And so I'm just saying it's an uphill battle, but it's a battle that if we win, we can hold the ground.
And when you say uphill battle, my friend, I'm going to look, this is generational we're talking about here. All right?
There's no doubt. And we have to do it.
Yeah, this is generational in scope because, you know, to get a PhD, you have a PhD. How many years of school did you go?
From start to finish, 10 and a half.
Okay. This is generational. This is a generational shift that we're talking about here. And it's multi-pronged because I think the number one, we have to be able to, we have to find the schools that will allow them in. And so far, that's very tough to do.
Right.
Boy, yeah, it's going to be very difficult, and you have to overcome this on your own. That's why I tell you, don't be a headline surfer. Armed American Radio listener, I'm talking to you one-on-one. You know what we're talking about here, and I'm not speaking to you specifically. You need to get the word out here. Okay, I know you're not a headline surfer. That's why you're on this program. But boy, oh boy, educate who you have to educate here. When we come back, City of Shawnee apologizes after gubernatorial candidate Chris Kobach appears beside 50-caliber rifle replica. This is a hilarious story, but at the same time, it's very sad. It's very, very embarrassing for the city of Shawnee because we're going to talk about this on a national scale, and we're going to embarrass them for the level of stupidity that they showed us they're capable of with their own words in an official apology to Shawnee residents, as if Shawnee residents are morons and idiots simply because one person is a moron or a dope. You'll understand what I'm talking about when we come back, and we'll let AWR explain exactly what happened. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
We all hear the stories in the news, don't we, right? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's what I want you to do. Start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today. It's easy with the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a lot more. It's 164 pages, comes with a complete audiobook that I recorded for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow, gotta love it. MyPillow.com. AAR is the promo code. I'll be with Mike Lindell in Minneapolis coming up the last week of August, I believe, when I'm broadcasting for my eighth year running from the Minnesota State Fair up there at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. That's a great time. May even bring the family with me. You never know. MyPillow.com. I just got an email from someone today who bought the MyPillow in support of Armed American Radio using that promo code. Don't forget to do that, please. Also, the complete concealed carry and family defense guide, armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there and grab it. Don't know how much longer it's going to be up. Never do. I'll find out more information tomorrow. You can tune into The Daily Show. I might know a little bit more. When I know, you'll know. But I can tell you it's up there now, so just go get it. It's the 164-page guide plus the audiobook I did for you. You'll learn all the cool stuff that comes with it. It is wildly popular, and you will get, it's all free, and you'll get the bonus home defense checklist. Also, we're giving you this stuff, so take advantage of that. Armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, this is a, is, you know, I wouldn't really think about this being a big story were it not for the fact that the statement that Shawnee, the city of Shawnee, Kansas, issued is so utter, we're talking about stupid, I'll go ahead and use the word. What I heard them say, I thought to me was, wow, this is how far we've dropped in this country, that a city would patronize its residents to this degree. You want to explain what I'm talking about here?
Sure, sure. You hit it already. Secretary of State, Chris, I think it's Kobach, he rode in a Jeep that had a replica, I can't say it enough, replica 50 cal rifle, a replica. He rode in the Jeep, and that was beside him as he posed for pictures. And the city of Shawnee, Kansas, apologized for him appearing with that. And he is a gubernatorial candidate in the state, so it's important. But you know what? Shame on the city of Shawnee. Shame on them.
Can I read part of the statement, do you mind, from your piece?
Not at all.
Take a listen to this, Armed American Radio listener. Take a listen to what the city said. Apparently, somebody put out on Facebook, okay, this is the stupidity of social media. Somebody reached out, some guy named Lewis, reached out to Kobach via Facebook and said, why was that necessary, sir? My child didn't need that today. Didn't need what? To see him riding in a Jeep with a replica. By the way, replica. Let's go to Merriam-Webster's and have fun with that. A reproduction. A copy. That's what replica means, liberal. Just so you know. So the city of Shawnee apologized. We want to apologize for the concern and frustration involved with Mr. Chris Kobach's parade entry at the Old Shawnee Days Parade on Saturday, June 2nd. In no way does this or any parade entry or float directly reflect the views and values of the city, the Old Shawnee Days Board, or the Old Shawnee Days Society. The city added to that, again, we apologize and understand the concern this caused. We have reached out to Mr. Kobach's media contact in an effort to get answers. Please know that the safety of our residents is always our highest priority, and we apologize if this made anyone feel unsafe or unsettled. We will be taking steps in the future to try to ensure something similar does not happen again. You know, this is just flat out pathetic. I don't know of any other way to rationalize what I just read.
No, it's ridiculous. And here's the deal. It was a replica. I know you said it, Mark. I know I said it. I'm just saying it again. It was a replica. It wasn't a real gun. And the Lewis guy you quoted said that children thought they were going to be part of a shooting. What? It's a 50 caliber unmanned. If you see the photo, there's no one manning it in the photo. It's an unmanned 50 caliber rifle replica in a Jeep. I mean, Mark, have we gotten this solved? I'm just asking you.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, apparently. I don't want to say that. Let me put it this way, because it's, again, media hype. This is the danger, AWR, of social media. Okay, an individual that you and I both know made a comment to me one time a number of years ago. Oh my God, we've got to stem this tide here. Social media is going crazy, and I said, "How so?" He said, "Well, we've got a whole bunch of comments down here that aren't liking what we're going to do here. And I went and I looked at them, and there were 15 comments on a social media page. I said, really, you're worried about that? There are 10,000 members of this organization.
Right.
I mean, come on. So I guess AWR, when I see Fox News, for example, put copies of people's tweets up and their social media is doing this today, and you go and you look at that, and that person's got 8 followers or 1 follower or doesn't even have an avatar for their face. Yeah, I don't know. Is this where we've gotten? I'm asking you. I'm going to throw it right back at you.
No, it's just the political correctness is ridiculous. Now, here's the deal. You know why Donald Trump has been winning for a year and a half? Actually, before that, he won the presidency.
Because of this.
He cast political correctness off. Just when the media calls him calloused or ignorant or a bully or whatever they do, it's because he will not abide by their politically correct rules. And the things you've described are, I can only speak personally, so this is anecdotal, but that's why I don't watch not only CNN, I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch any of it because they are all driven by political correctness. And as you say, they want to tell me there was a big uproar when so-and-so did this. And I go look at the Twitter account of the person with the big uproar and they have 2 followers.
Right.
And it's like, you've manufactured this. I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It's manufactured, and I'm just done with it.
And they put it on a national forum. They give this a national platform that's got 30 million. It's just absolutely incredible to me that people fall for this stuff. Really, if you're one of those people that your face is buried in this stuff all day, come on, man. I mean, I understand you got to do it. I got to do it, too, but I try to do it as little as possible. All right? My gosh. Live your life. Really, truly, live your life. This is crazy stuff. Really sad for Shawnee. If you're listening in Shawnee, Kansas, and you are right now, we have a lot of fans in Kansas. Shawnee, make a phone call. I'm embarrassed for you with that statement from your local government. That is just absolutely unbelievable to me. Let's go to Obama and close out this segment talking about Obama. He's always fun to talk about. He reared his ugly head again, didn't he? Obama encourages gun controllers to stay committed no matter how, quote, no matter how long it takes.
Right. Here's the deal. He knows that under Trump he doesn't have a prayer. And so they're trying to keep the troops together. And look, you've been watching Gabby Gifford's gun control group do this since Sandy Hook.
Right.
Gabby Gifford, someone's donating quite a lot of money. I mean, she's raised quite a bit. Nothing near the NRA, of course. But the deal is, it's not an effective message. And so Obama's out there like any good leftist going, look, y'all, stick tough. Don't give up just because we don't succeed in the next 3, 4, 8, whatever years. And so that's it. To me, it's especially sad because his FBI has been proven to be what it is. They had the spy they had the spy in the Trump campaign. We had Fast and Furious, and that resulted in the death of Brian Terry, a U.S. border agent. On and on and on it can go. On and on. And despite all that failure, instead of being humble, he comes out and says, look, gun controllers, don't give up no matter how long it takes. And that's pathetic. That's just pathetic.
I'll read his exact tweet. And here we go, tweets. You know, this National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Remember, the day before that was National Donut Day. I just want to tell you, tomorrow is probably National Hot Dog Day. We've got a National Goofy Something Day every day. Donut Day was last week. I don't know if it was back-to-back with National Gun Violence Awareness Day. I have no idea. But I'm just saying. It's a national something every day. This National Gun Violence Awareness Day, show your commitment to keeping our kids safe from gun violence. Then for everyone we've lost, take action to change our leadership and our laws until they reflect that commitment no matter how long it takes. Now, we know why Obama wants to do that, because Donald Trump has taken an axe to his legacy in a big-time way. There ain't going to be a legacy when Trump's done. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins to round out this hour right after this. Don't go away. Too much fun. Too much fun.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Love that. Rolling Stones bringing us back in with Mike Gallagher. What a great combination. Greatest talk radio host and the greatest rock and roll band combined. Now, I got to say, Charlie Watts, 77 years old today. Did you know that? Charlie Watts, 77 years old today from the Rolling Stones. It might have been yesterday. My days kind of run together. Radio 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I think it was today, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that because I was listening to an interview with Rush's Neil Peart, that incredible drummer, who said he can't drum anymore as Neil Peart. He said he could drum like Charlie Watts all day long, but he couldn't drum like Neil Peart. If you remember anything about the old rock and roll days, he had that gigantic drum set. I don't know how he did it anyway. And I had the opportunity to see them years and years and years ago. But anyway, that just came to mind when I heard the Rolling Stones coming in. All right. I asked you a question in hour one. We're waiting for AWR to come back. Is that right, Sean? Still don't have him yet? Okay. Well, wait, he dropped out. I'm sure he'll call back. If he does not, we'll continue with one of his stories because he's got a couple of them in here that I want to talk with you about. But I want you to think about this. Just let me throw this out because I got an email about it. I'm going to read you the email in just a second. In hour one, I opened up the program talking about Dateline. I said, for some reason, I tortured myself and I stuck on NBC Nightly News. Just when I was relaxing after a long, hard weekend of grilling, not grilling, but barbecuing some great food and all that comes with it. And I as I was watching it, they were talking about, we've got him back good. He can listen to this. AWR, welcome back in, brother. I want you to hear this and get your perspective. As I opened up the first hour of the program, I mentioned a story that I saw on NBC Nightly News today about fraternities, deaths at fraternities due to hazing. And apparently they gave the number out of, I believe it was 40 deaths over the last decade or so of hazing. And Lester Holt asks the questions, is it time that we now begin considering banning fraternities? And I thought, AWR, this is just the left. We've got to ban everything. We can't. Right. So when I asked that.
There's never been an abuse of it till right now. Never an abuse of it till 2018. And it's time to ban. You know, it's ridiculous.
But isn't this indicative of the same argument that we see from the gun grabbers? Right? It's the same thing. It never stops is the point that I'm trying to make. So when I ask the question, what is Lester Holt talking about banning fraternities have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it's the same ideology and the same technique that's coming after our freedoms. Isn't that true?
True. You couldn't make a better statement. You're exactly right. Because what you have, as you say, we have one example, two examples, whatever, three examples of something that is beyond the pale, and so they want to ban it, you know. And it's the same ideology that says, look, a criminal, one of the 140 million gun owners, one of them commits a crime, so let's ban whatever type of gun he used. Mm-hmm. It's the same mentality, and we have to fight it there tooth and nail, and to be honest with you, we got to fight what Lester Holt is saying tooth and nail.
I got an email from Ryan Morris, and Ryan, I love this email. Thanks for sending it. It came in 32 minutes ago. It says, like the subject says, and it's titled, Regulate All the Fraternities. Like the subject says, we aren't going to blame keg standers in the fraternities. We're going to blame a building, so we need to regulate them. It's only fair since we as gun owners have our rights stepped on daily. Love the show. Love your energy. Keep strong, my friend. Ryan, I can promise you I will. We're not going anywhere, and I love this. AWR, he sends a photograph of himself grilling while armed, and somebody took it from behind him, a bunch of smoke pouring off of his grill. He's got what looks like a steak on it and an AR-15 thrown over his shoulder. It's American. I love it.
Right. The AR-15, to me, is so American. I don't mean like, ooh, if I hadn't said that. What I mean is, it exemplifies America. I know Eugene Stoner created it, designed it, I know that, but what I'm saying is, if you look at the AR-15, the AR-15 is now America's rifle, and that's kind of to me, the AR-15 is the line in the sand, and we know from the Rockefeller Institute of Government, I covered their study last week, we know that handguns are used three times as many times as an assault weapon in a mass shooting. We know all that. The AR-15 is owned, by and large, many times over, by law-abiding citizens. It's used for sporting, for hunting, for self-defense. And so I love the email, and I love the fact that the AR-15 is America's rifle, plain and simple.
And he's got it just thrown over his shoulder. Love the email. Thank you so much for sending it. You have no idea. It's fantastic, and I do appreciate it very much. I see he's got kids, too, because I can see a little kiddie pool off to the left. So I want you to be careful, because you know those AR-15s, they can have a mind of their own when you're sleeping, okay? So just be careful. Yeah, there you go. Just watch out for that thing. I have people concerned about me because I've got three or four of them against the wall behind me, and they sit and wonder, how can you have your back to those things? Good heavens. I'd be scared to death. All right.
It's weird. You know, while I type, I have one on a bookshelf beside me, and it's aiming away from me. But I always keep my eyes open because I know at any moment it could turn itself around and start shooting. I just want you to know that.
It really could. I want you to be careful. I want you here next week. Hey, how about a quick happy ending story 16-year-old kills home invader with deer rifle. Man, I'm giddy when I read this. Go ahead.
I thought about this story. He shot him with a 270. Do you think? I don't figure the guy even felt it. This is just me. I know they said they tried to revive him and different things, he got shot with a 270 in the chest, and the 16-year-old was home alone, and the guy is trying to get in using a hatchet.
Yeah.
A hatchet. Now, just for those of you at home who are keeping score there, if I try to get in with a candlestick, or a tennis ball, who knows what I'm trying to do? Maybe it's not that bad. If I try to get in with a hatchet, you know that what I'm doing is no good. And that's what the 16-year-old figured out, and he put the slug in his chest. Ball game.
270 is one of the most popular deer rifle rounds deer hunting rounds that there is. I've got one. Love it. Yeah, you're right. I don't think he felt it.
Right.
I mean, I hope he did. I hope he did. I know. Does that sound awful?
No, it doesn't.
No,
because the 16-year-old's alive, so it doesn't sound awful at all.
That's correct, because I'd rather be telling you about the 16-year-old being alive. You see, remember, I'm not talking to you, AWR. You've heard this a million times, but you, listener, especially if you're new, you remember this. You take this to the bank. I'll give you permission to put it on a bumper sticker. Send me a buck. Here's the deal. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results due to the action of someone defending themselves from your attempt to do that to them, too bad for you. You earned the ride. I hope it hurt. And I don't care what brought you to that situation. No lot in life gives you the right to attempt to get into some kid's house or some family's house with a hatchet and not expect that 270 slug right down the gullet. Good for him. Too bad for you. I love it. And thank you for writing that story, AWR.
Right.
Nobody else is covering it.
You know why I covered it? It warmed my heart. And it warmed my heart because the 16-year-old's alive. And I'm going to be honest with you, and my editors would never reveal it, the copy editors, but when I emailed that story to them and said it's up for you guys to grab, that was my subject line. This warms my heart. And
good
I meant it.
For
because
you.
Here's the deal. You got a guy coming at a 16-year-old with a hatchet. He thinks he's going to dominate him, and it's the beauty of the gun. Whether it had been a 16-year-old, an 80-year-old woman, or a single mom would all been the same to me.
Or it's the Second Amendment, and he didn't. He failed because of our right to bear arms. AWR, thank you, brother, as usual. Got to cut it. That's how fun the hour is with AWR Hawkins. When we come back, you got me, and I might have a surprise for you. I'll let you know. But until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Carry the 270 if you have to in your own home. Back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.